Once upon a time, there lived an emperor who had three sons. They were all fine young men and fond of hunting, and scarcely a day passed without one or other of them going out to look for game. One morning, the eldest of the three princes mounted his horse and set out for a neighbouring forest, where wild animals of all sorts were to be found. He had not long left the castle when a hare sprang out of a thicket and dashed across the road in front. The young man gave chase at once and pursued it over hill and dale till at last the hare took refuge in a mill which was standing by the side of a river. The prince followed and entered the mill, but stopped in terror by the door, for instead of a hare, before him stood a dragon breathing fire and flame. At this fearful sight, the prince turned to fly, but a fiery tongue coiled round his waist and drew him into the dragon's mouth, and he was seen no more. A week passed away, and when the prince never came back, everyone in the town began to grow uneasy. At last, his next brother told the emperor that he likewise would go out to hunt, and that perhaps he would find some clue as to his brother's disappearance. But hardly had the castle gates closed on the prince than the hare sprang out of the bushes as before, and led the huntsmen up hill and down dale till they reached the mill. Into this the hare flew with the prince at his heels, when lo, instead of the hare, there stood a dragon breathing fire and flame, and out shot a fiery tongue which coiled round the prince's waist and lifted him straight into the dragon's mouth, and he was seen no more. Days went by, and the emperor waited and waited for the sons who never came, and could not sleep at night for wondering where they were and what had become of them. His youngest son wished to go in search of his brothers, but for long the emperor refused to listen to him, lest he should lose him also. But the prince prayed so hard for leave to make the search, and promised so often that he would be very cautious and careful, that at length the emperor gave him permission and ordered the best horse in the stables to be saddled for him. Full of hope, the young prince started on his way, but no sooner was he outside the city walls than a hare sprang out of the bushes and ran before him till they reached the mill. As before, the animal dashed in through the open door, but this time he was not followed by the prince. Wiser than his brothers, the young man turned away, saying to himself, "There are as good hares in the forest as any that have come out of it, and when I have caught them, I can come back and look for you." For many hours he rode up and down the mountain, but saw nothing, and at last, tired of waiting, he went back to the mill. Here he found an old woman sitting, whom he greeted pleasantly. "Good morning to you, little mother," he said, and the old woman answered,
"Good morning, my son."
"Tell me, little mother," went on the prince, "where shall I find my hare?"
"My son," replied the old woman,
"that was no hare, but a dragon who has led many men hither and then has eaten them all."
At these words, the prince's heart grew heavy, and he cried,
"Then my brothers must have come here and have been eaten by the dragon."
"You have guessed right," answered the old woman, "and I can give you no better counsel than to go home at once before the same fate overtakes you."
"Will you not come with me out of this dreadful place?" said the young man.
"He took me prisoner too,"
answered she,
"and I cannot shake off his chains."
"Then listen to me," cried the prince. "When the dragon comes back, ask him where he always goes when he leaves here, and what makes him so strong. And when you have coaxed the secret from him, tell me the next time I come."